This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to my gorgeous son! We're back, we're back, we're back on track. My boy is back from Europe. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Dad. How are you?
Were you gonna ask me how was Europe?
No, I was gonna ask how was the time that you, how are the different podcasts that you're doing?
Up and down.
Okay.
I took a brief hiatus so we could record Everardo's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, but it's people are thinking it's gonna be a big hit.
Maybe people are thinking.
People are thinking.
What people?
Who?
Well, just some people that I know.
Some people
they
you
haven't
know.
Heard it yeah. yet though.
Yeah, you know the people that I had on the podcast.
Silent Bob.
We've been thinking
who gets offended if you compare him to the Silent Bob from the
yeah.
films.
Yeah, you do not want to do that.
Even though he chose a nickname that was the same and looks, by all accounts, exactly like that guy.
Yeah, apparently he just started going by that name 3 weeks ago. But anyway, he has high hopes for it.
I haven't gotten into my room yet, so I'm just, did you put it back to the way it was, or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We threw everything out and just started fresh.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, Silent Bob was really rolling around on your bed, stinking it up.
Yeah, trust me, it's for the best, I think. So right now, we're just kind of sleeping two army cots in an empty room.
All right,
and
And Silent Bob's in the attic.
He's still here.
Yeah, he's like Bertha from Jane Eyre.
Oh, what a remember? Reference.
Mr. Rochester.
Remember, did you say?
Mr. Rochester's first wife from the island.
I've never read Jane Eyre. I saw the musical, but I've never read it.
Fucked.
Yeah.
He's got the this musical. First wife who's like, he picked her up in like the Caribbean or something. Yeah. And then she just like is like, he decided he didn't like her or something and stashed her in the attic. And then you're supposed to like him.
But doesn't he go blind at one point?
I don't remember.
I remember, all this I remember is he goes husband? Blind. I know the musical. Yeah. I remember he goes blind.
Jane Eyre the musical.
It was honestly on, it was in Toronto. It lasted a week. I was there for the premiere because I was in Toronto for one night because Jesus. Of Street Sense. And I was like, hey, I want to see theater. And I went up and I was like, do you have any seats? And they're like, we only got one. It's front row center.
For Jane Eyre the musical?
And I was like, all right. And I went and sat front row center. And I remember going like, this is awful. I don't understand what's going on. I don't like it. The guy was blind. And at the end, there was a soliloquy. The woman had a soliloquy and she was crying.
Wow.
Even though she didn't have to. I think she was just very happy to be on the stage.
Yeah. Mervish.
Yeah, Mervish.
She can't top it.
Yeah. And then it went away. It disappeared.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I feel like Toronto is where if you premiere your musical in Toronto, it's not going to go well.
No. Yeah.
Didn't
Lord
we
of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Yeah, that tanked.
And then Sting brought his here. I guess that wasn't a premiere. Really, Lord of the Rings is the only example I have. But that's enough!
My friends saw Lord of the Rings, and they're huge Tolkien fans, and they fell asleep. It was truly, like, so apparently so boring.
Man,
so,
what, they didn't like the 1 hour of Tom Bombadil singing his way to the tavern?
There was a lot of, like, walking and screen, like backgrounds going behind them. They were just walking on the spot singing about God. Travel, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. Here we go. Wear
shoes.
Through the forest.
Yeah. Oh, no shoes upon my hobbit feet. And for lunch, I eat a tasty treat. I'm a hobbit. I'm getting real bad at songs.
Yeah, what happened?
I'm really
what happened the past 2 weeks? You could just kick them out.
I'm in my head.
Because I honestly thought you were going to... I was setting you up for being like, yeah, my favorite music of that thing. Like, saying like it, that you knew all the songs.
Okay, let's do it. Oh, yeah. Jane Eyre the Musical. Yeah. I know that one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's The Nanny Named Jane. Yeah, that's where they parody the nanny theme song, but they make it about Jane.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember how the nanny theme song goes.
I remember thought you would do Lord of the Rings. Who the fuck knows about Jane Eyre?
I didn't know what you were teeing me up for.
There's one line of the nanny theme song that I remember making me so mad, but for some reason right now I can't think of it at all, and it's...
It actually has a bit of a tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
Because it's the nanny named Fran.
Yeah, the nanny named Fran. That's how it ends. How does it start, Andy? Oh, everyone knows how everything ends.
It's a bunch of boys. Favorite help?
I don't know.
Favorite ever Mervish musical? Go.
I'm pretty excited for one that they're working on, the sequel to the Spider-Man musical.
Yeah.
Turn on the lights?
This one is called Turn On the Lights.
Oh, wow.
The first one was Turn Off the Lights.
Yeah.
I've heard they're doing some cool things. They're bringing in, do you remember the Jabberwockies?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that band or the dance crew?
Yeah.
They're like kind of scary.
Oh, they're getting a...
The Jabberwockies are... They're getting a Mervish musical. They're going to play Dr. Octopus.
Wow. I'm super stoked for Marin the musical.
Oh, God.
Mark Marin sits down on stage on a stool and... You listen to him sing.
Yeah.
He just sings, I don't know, man. Cool. I don't know, a bunch of times.
At the end of every song, he tells you, I don't know, I'm just working on it. I'm working some stuff out.
And
then at one point, his ex-wife comes in and he like argues with her. Then he jerks off.
It kind of peaks in the first half when Gallagher storms out. Then the rest is kind of like, well...
I thought was kind of bold starting with Gallagher leaving.
Gallagher, yeah. Carrot Top, Carlos Mencia, Dane Cook as well. WTF? Oh, yeah, that's how I feel. More like WTH. What the hell? I feel like I'm making it rhyme, but I'm not making it good. The content's not good.
Yeah.
I'm so in my head.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm going through a hard time.
Oh, what's going on?
I auditioned for a Mervish musical and I didn't get in, and now I'm worried that I'm not funny or interesting and I can't sing.
Dad, what? Come on.
I'm worried.
You can sing.
How was the actual audition? What made you feel like that?
Well, I was auditioning for CN Tower the musical.
CN Tower : the musical?
Yeah. And it was great. I was trying to play the part of the tower.
There's a part. Okay, yeah. Obviously.
Come inside. Take a look from way up high.
It's in a book.
Yeah, it's in a book. Reading Tower.
Oh, man.
What's that down there? Ripley's Aquarium. Oh, my goodness. Get out of here. So it's a story about a musical about the tower that wanted to be the biggest and then was and then wasn't anymore.
Yeah, that happened very quickly too.
Yeah, and then at the end, there's like a sing-off, a dance and sing battle between the CN Tower and the Chrysler Building in Chicago and the Burj Khalifa. Is that what it's called?
The one in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
So. Something Khalifa.
I went to
Wiz Khalifa.
Speaking of towers. I went to a tower in Prague that was the tallest tower in, I guess, the Czech Republic, and it was built by the Soviets in the 80s to spy on all of Prague. Pretty cool, hey?
It was 20 stories high.
It was not very high. No. When you compared it to the Burj Khalifa?
Burj Khalifa.
Is that really?
That's tall in metal, tall in metal, tall in metal, tall in metal.
Burj Khalifa. Is that where they play tennis on the roof?
Yeah. Can they?
I saw one video about, it was like, check out Dubai, we got crazy stuff. You can play tennis on the roof of this tall building.
Wow. With the economy being what it is, I almost feel like they should change the name to Do Rent instead of Dubai. Do Rent. That's how I feel sometimes.
It's good to be back, can I just say?
Oh, God.
What?
Is it good to be back?
You know what? I think the problem is I'm in a good mood. See, that's probably what it is.
I don't know what to react to.
The energy's off.
You'll be in a worse mood when you see what we did to your room, which was everything. Silent Bob went to town.
I just don't understand, because we're not doing the podcast in my room. We're doing it in my dad's kitchen. So why did you guys need to do the podcast in my room?
That's where Silent Bob gravitated to, and we didn't want to let him out of our sight. Okay.
I don't know what the whole story about Silent Bob is again, but I guess you'd probably go into it. He's actually Silent Bob from the movie?
No, and he hates it when you say that.
But is it a reference to that?
That's what's tricky. By all accounts, it is, but he hates it.
Okay.
Sure, he used to be a fat guy and lost a lot of weight, and now is very loose.
Yeah.
He's loose? You mean his skin?
His skin's very loose.
Or just his personality?
And his personality.
Okay.
Actually, he's pretty uptight for a guy who doesn't speak.
Yeah. He does have some just general Kevin Smith style vibes to him too. Like he tweets a lot about airplanes that have mistreated him mid flight.
Does he have any, like, he doesn't talk and then he'll have something very poignant to say at one point, just like really important that changes everything, or no?
It'll be more like, you know, he'll raise a finger to be like, I have something to contribute. Then he'll point that finger at you, and then you pull that finger.
Oh, wow.
And then he shits.
Well, he actually shits.
He tries to fart, and then he shits, and then he cries, and you have to tell him it's fine. It's okay. It's not that bad.
Holy fuck. Where did you meet this guy?
Yeah, where'd you meet him,
Yeah, where did you meet?
Because you left him here after you recorded your podcast.
Are we just going over what happened at the podcast?
I came home to find Silent Bob absolutely Goldilocksing my house. He was trying out everything.
He was hanging outside a convenience store.
Wow.
Was he hanging out with like a very thin drug dealer?
No.
No, just alone? Okay.
There's no J.
He wasn't that
sorry,
thin.
Sorry, Jesus. Fuck.
Silent Bob, I found him this morning. I found him in the fridge. He had locked himself in the fridge and he was scooping honey out of the jar like a bear. And when I let him out, he was shivering and he wrote me a note that said, thank you.
You couldn't say it?
And then he took a hot bath for the next 3 hours.
Kick this man out of the house.
He's a nightmare.
Yeah, he's in the attic. Why don't you just tell him he has to go?
I told him he had to go, and then he crawled up this side of the house and into the window.
Like Dracula?
Yeah, he scuttled up there. He was so agile. And then I was like, how'd you get up there? And he pointed at his fingertips, and I didn't know what he meant. But I think he means he's got like sticky fingertips, like kind of Spider-Man style. Anyway, Silent Bob's up there. I heard him scratching something into the wall.
Okay.
Rooting around. I think he's like the Payman followers from Hereditary. Gonna go up there. He's gonna have no head. Fishing wire. You never seen that? Hereditary?
No, I haven't.
Let's just say it's good a bit.
It's good a bit. Okay.
But you know what, Andy? I wanted to make it up to you.
Okay.
For all the misuse that we put your room through.
You're gonna give me an actual room instead of the boiler room?
No, we're gonna do the next best thing. We're going to put a hot tub in your room.
In the boiler room? What?
You're welcome.
I don't want a hot tub.
Okay, listen. Your room is the only place we can put this hot tub, and we want a hot tub. So you're getting a hot tub in your room. But think of it as the nice way. You're the closest to it, and you get a nice hot room. Double hot, since it's the boiler room.
It's going to take up the entire room. I'm going to have to sleep in the hot tub.
Yeah, you can put the cover on. And
the cover is soft.
So it'll be like a waterbed, kind of.
Mm-hmm. You already got a waterbed. It's nice.
Oh, yeah, I do. So wait, where is my waterbed? I thought you said you threw it out. Anyway, whatever.
Silent Bob went sledding on it. Down concrete. It tore open immediately. The water got everywhere, and then he cried, and everyone had to tell him it was okay.
And he stained his hockey jersey. And it was really, he was mad about it.
All right, so
He's got shorts that go all the way to the ground. Like, they're definitely pants. But if you call them pants, he cries. And you have to call them shorts and then tell him it's okay. Listen, we're going to get you a hot tub. And because of that, today our very special guest is a hot tub salesman.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for having me. My name's Hank, by the way.
Hello, Hank.
Hey, Andy. Now, I hear that you might not be interested in a hot tub. You promised me that he was...
Oh, don't worry about that.
I didn't know that I was going to have to hard sell this guy on a hot tub.
Oh, no, you know what? Hot tubs sell themselves. I just want to know, like, we're trying to figure out, like, what's the best hot tub for Andy?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got lots. If you just look at this pamphlet here.
Oh, that's right more there. That's more of a book.
It's
than a
book, yeah. Oh, yeah. We can call it that. There's lots there that you can have. You will have to pay for these. Like, he's going to pay for this. This isn't free, right?
Oh, we'll find money for the hot tub. Yeah. Great.
Well, yeah. Open it up to page 3 there. Okay. Look at that. How do you like that?
That's a pornographic image of you.
Oh shoot! Oh my gosh! That's just me in that hot tub, just testing it out, giving it a look. Now, if you want a cheaper hot tub.
Yeah, I don't want a hot tub.
A budget hot tub?
Okay. A budget like zero, like not a hot tub?
Well, in a way.
Okay.
Flip to the back there.
All right.
Flip to the back.
Oh, no, it looks like the rest of the pages have just been cut out and there's a gun in there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, flip past that.
Yeah, what is this way, book?
This I hollowed it out for a gun holder
this
as
really
well
an
as...
an all-purpose book
listen,
for you.
Listen.
Christ.
What this... right here, you'll see that's a... for a cost... I can come over to your bathroom, and I can just put the plug in and fill it up with hot water.
Oh, yeah.
So it's I can just fill up your tub. But the way I do it is special. Really special.
Okay. Is it pee-pee?
What is special?
I don't want to... no, it's not...
piss in my tub.
Epsom salts.
But the chemicals kill all that anyway,
yes,
right?
Exactly. I drink Epsom salts and then I pee into the water.
You drink Epsom salts? Yeah, unhealthy.
It filters it. I filter it through my body.
Are you... But you don't look well.
Oh, I'm not. I'm very much not. I very much need to sell this hot tub to you. I mean, you could sit in the tub. It would be filled up with warm pee water, hot pee water, whatever you want, temperature, whatever you want.
Let's move away from the pee-pee.
Of course, of course.
I'm just curious about all these different hot tubs. And how do you actually install it into into the boiler room? Is that what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would just bring it in, set it up, bunch of wood. Hammer it.
You're going to make the hot tub?
Yeah, I'll make it there. I'm going to be sawing the wood down there.
No. That's not what we want. We want you to bring us a pre-made, preferably plastic hot tub.
Pre-made. Oh, boy. Okay. Well,
because now I look at it. All of these are definitely like DIY things.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, these are nails are coming out of it.
You're going to want one of these hot tubs.
Big, jagged wooden bowls.
I thought hot tubs were like porcelain or plastic.
They can be whatever you want. Whatever you want me to make them.
Yes.
I'll do anything.
Can you actually do that, though?
Yes. Oh, yes. I've done it before. I have. I've set it up.
Okay.
Just picture this. Okay. Let's see. Picture this. Okay. You're in a hot tub.
Okay.
It's set up in your boiler room. Mm-hmm. You have people over. You got lots of friends around. And nobody's brought their bathing suit. Not a single... Everyone's like, well, I didn't know you had a hot tub.
Okay.
And you go, well, did you read the Facebook thing? It said, bring your bathing suit because I got a surprise. But everyone's forgot.
Wait, so why have we invited these people over?
For a party.
Oh, just a normal party.
Yeah, just a normal party.
And then, you ever sat in a bath and been like, I wish all my friends could be sitting in here with
exactly.
me.
Exactly. And it would be like that because you'd say, well, what That's are awesome. Underwear? But just not a bathing suit. You're getting in there with your buds.
Okay.
Your best pals getting in the tub.
You're tweaking your own nipples while you tell us this.
You're just your tastiest pals.
Your tastiest pals.
Yeah.
Okay. So, listen, I'm going through your Yelp reviews right now, and I wish I'd gone through these before, because there's not a lot of positive feedback
here. I'm glad
here.
You didn't.
This is... Okay. This man is not a hot tub salesman.
Mm-hmm.
This man tried to move into my house.
That's fair.
This man kept telling me to have parties and tweaked his nipples when we tried to kick him out.
Oh, look at that 5-star review right there.
This guy's the best and I'm not him.
Yeah. Yeah, what about that one? That's not me. It says it right there.
Your user photo is you. You forgot to change that.
God damn it.
Well, you know, though, you can't trust those Yelp reviews. Those are all paid for. Is paid for.
Oh, okay.
You're only saying that because of all the negative Yelp reviews you've gotten on your bicycle rickshaw service.
That's true. There are a lot of negative reviews. People don't like the fact that I can't pull them very far.
Yeah.
What's the longest you've pulled someone on your bicycle rickshaw?
I've pulled them from about 80 meters.
Yeah.
And then I collapsed on the ground, and the bicycle, the rickshaw, kind of detached from the bike and went flying down the hill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I read, my favorite review of yours was, this is less a rickshaw service and more just a guy tried to rent me his bike for a bit.
Yeah.
And told me I had to ride it. Mm-hmm. Oh, Silent Bob's moaning. He's getting less silent by the day, TBH.
Yeah, that's not very silent for Bob. And please, can we just get? Why don't we install a hot tub in the attic or something?
Oh,
like that?
Yeah, that would be great.
It's not a bad idea. There. Yeah. One second, I'm just gonna slam on the roof ceiling. Get him with the broom there.
Oh yeah, there he goes.
I can hear him scuttling.
Oh boy.
He thinks we don't know he's up there.
And what made you want to do hot tubs, just specifically?
Well, I've got a calling.
You went through the hot tub program at George Brown, if I'm not mistaken.
I did do that as well. It's a very good program if you ever wanted to do it.
Is it how to make hot tubs or just sell them?
A bit of both. A bit of both.
According to the website I'm reading right now, it's mostly history and theory of.
Oh, jeez. Oh, listen, can I come clean?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
The last hot tub I installed, I didn't have the jacuzzi jets set up, so I just plugged in a hairdryer, threw it in the water, and I electrocuted the person.
Jesus. Okay, wait a second. Yeah. You're coming way clean. You just murdered somebody?
You didn't have to tell us that, man.
Wait a second. You're just telling us you fucking murdered someone?
Why did you tell us that?
No, electrocuted to death.
What? Yeah.
That's a murder.
So you're saying it was accidental manslaughter.
Accidental manslaughter,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's still a form of murder.
Yeah, that's a form of murder. That's just a... Okay.
Oh, boy.
So why... Okay, listen.
We can edit that part out,
listen,
right?
I'm putting together the pieces here. Oh, I'm looking at your book with all of the shit in it. Mm-hmm. The gun. The pornographic photo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at you, still very much tweaking your nipples and also crying.
Oh, God.
And now you're telling us this true stuff. You seem like a guy who is pent up and ready. He's got some stuff to get off his chest.
Oh, I got a lot to get off my chest.
Well, you came to the right place. Let's set aside the hot tub for a second. Let us be your friends.
Yeah, we're your
friends. This is a safe space.
Yep, it's safe.
You won't go to the cops directly after.
Absolutely not.
I mean, really depends.
Can I get a pinky swear or whatever?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, pinky swear,
Hank, you're safe with us.
Think.
This is not how a pinky swear works. You can't get my pinky out of your mouth.
There it is. Put,
All right. Different rules, I guess.
Well, now it's official. We can't go to the police. So please tell us.
Well, after the accidental manslaughter, is that what you're calling it? Because I call it electrocution.
I mean, just manslaughter is fine, I think. But
I didn't know what to do with the man's body. Didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I built a statue
of
him and encased him in it.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Hold on. You can't build a fucking hot tub to save your life, but you can build a statue?
Yes. I mean, I went about it the wrong way. I could have built the statue around him, just covered him in concrete, and then hid the body that way. And then people will be like, that's not a dead body. That's statue.
Public art.
But what I did was I
sculpted a statue of him that was hollow, just slightly bigger than his body, left a little bit of space, and then I shoved his body into the statue.
Jesus.
That's smart. That's
and then
smart.
After he was in there, I plastered over the hole so there's a body. I just went about it the wrong way.
Where is this statue, man?
Oh, just down in Times Square.
Times Square? You took it to New York?
Yeah, I had to. Why? I thought, I don't know.
That's one of the places where they would find it and remove it.
I thought there's a lot going on down there.
Hidden in plain sight.
It's bustling.
To be fair, the bull was actually put, no one said that bull could be put there. That was actually like that was just put there.
Well.
And I heard about that, and that's why I did it.
So you thought, like the little girl and the bull, and then you wanted something.
Put the statue there. And
what was that statue across the border?
Yes.
With a dead man in it.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I just took it across. I said, it's art for the United States. It's a gift from Canada.
That's the most terrorist shit I've ever heard in my life.
That's what
you took a hollow statue across and said.
Wasn't hollow. It was full of the body.
Full of corpse.
Yes, yeah, it was hollow at a time.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I heard this statue rivals Michelangelo's David and how beautiful the marble is.
This, Everardo?
That's what
well, I read it on his website, on his notebook, his brochure.
You use it as promotional
well,
material?
Well, it was so good. It looks great, so I put it on my website. I don't say it's a dead body. I say I made a statue once. And it's at Times Square. You can check it out.
So, oh, it's still there.
Oh, yeah. There's, you know, Superman and Spider-Man, and they're around there taking, you know, those impersonators or whatever. They're, you know, just taking
hanging
photos
off
with
statue.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
Off.
We got one of those up here. We got Toronto Spider-Man, who's, I think, just a bigot.
Yeah.
Is he a bigot? He was at Kensington Market. Lana and I were walking by, and he was on the roof of one of the... And he was screaming for Mary Jane.
Yeah.
He's like, get back here!
Yeah.
And he was like, you fucking get back here! Like, it was yellow.
That's not real.
And we could fully see his penis. It was very weird.
The outline.
Well, the outline of it was just full. That's what Lana said anyway.
Yoy.
Yeah, she was like, I can fully see all the whole thing and everything.
Wow. Toronto Spider-Man actually came down from a rooftop and kissed me upside down. And... honestly, it was the best kiss I've ever had in my life.
Jesus Christ.
Did you get a video of it? Do you have it anywhere?
Watch. I did not. It's kind of one of those things. I'm glad I didn't get a video because it kind of just lives in my memory now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And,
lives in mine now, too.
All right.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy, I think.
Yeah.
By all accounts, he is at best very annoying. And at worst, I heard he yelled gay slurs at someone.
Oh, I think he
gets drunk and messy outside the McDonald's.
I think something's not quite going right with
him. He has a lot of issues.
No, anyone who dresses up as a superhero in a city as a job is fine.
Okay.
But he's the exception.
Yeah.
All right, because, that seems like it was sweltering hot and he was on that roof, that like hot black roof, just yelling at people. So anyway.
Spider on a hot... tar roof.
Oh, keep it going.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Oh, he's in his head again.
Let's do this. Best ever costumed character you've seen in a public space. I'll go first just to get this ball rolling because here's what makes me think about it. Obviously, Toronto Spider-Man is a creep who should die.
Yes.
And I did bag tag him last time I walked by and he puked inside his stupid mask.
It's very easy to find his scrotum on that costume.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I pinpointed it betwixt the balls, beneath the dong. That's where Papa makes it wrong. But I was in Los Angeles in Hollywood, and I saw there were so many Jack Sparrows.
No, oh, yeah.
And then there were so many men who were not costumed characters who dress like Jack Sparrow. That's like how everyone in LA dresses. They all want to wear like at least one scarf and two hats, or vice versa. But then I saw a Jack Sparrow and a Johnny Depp version Mad Hatter sharing a coffee in Starbucks. That
That's
was
nice.
Oh, that is nice.
I used to go to the gym there, and I would go there around 7 a.m., so I would see them with their bags, with their costumes not on yet. And the Batman guy would dress up at my gym in the thing. He would put the black makeup on, he'd flex.
Oof.
He would, like, get ready to be Batman. So,
you're going to do it today. Do it. You're going to save someone.
He was pretty intense. And I saw like the Bumblebee guy. That was so elaborate. I saw him putting on the whole thing.
Bumblebee guy.
Yeah, there's a guy dressed up like Transformers Bumblebee.
I thought he just meant a bee.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Not bad. That'd be stupid.
That'd be stupid.
He's just a untransformed car.
Yeah. He's on stilts.
I saw Toronto Grimace.
McDonald's.
This is Toronto Grimace. He's a guy who wears kind of a big purple costume.
Yeah.
And I saw him just absolutely blue in the face, screaming at a young family.
Oh, wow.
They thought he was Barney, and this kid went up to hug him, and he said, get the fuck away from me.
I'm not fucking Barney. I'm the original Barney. McDonald's villain, Grimace.
Yeah.
Give me your shake.
He said, I'm Grimace from when he was bad for a bit in the 70s.
Yeah. And the parents were like, that's too nuanced. Our child couldn't have known that. And he flipped.
Yeah. And honestly, I kind of get it. Yeah. I get where he's coming from.
I once saw a dog dressed up like Mayor McCheese.
I've not seen any of that.
He was set loose in a Burger King and he went absolutely buck wild.
When did all these come about? These like, were these the 70s or 60s or 50s? Like Ronald McDonald, when did they decide to add to it? Like the lore of McDonald's.
I think it is the 60s because all of the early Grimace commercials have a decidedly like psychedelic feel. Like yeah. It all just feels like fucking acid trip clowns.
And it is a shake, right? He is a shake. I mean, that like joke, what is Grimace?
Yeah, what is he?
I thought he was a taste bud.
I've
heard that he's a swollen taste bud.
But he wants your shake.
I thought he was a chicken nugget, but he was purple for some reason.
There's a chicken. There's the chicken that represents chicken nuggets. The Hamburglar steals hamburgers. Mayor McCheese, I guess, is another
hamburger.
There's those
little fluffy, the fries, they're not around anymore.
There were fluffy fries?
Yeah, they're little, I don't know, they look like pom-poms.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
Other good costumed heroes? Have you ever seen a good costumed public figure?
Oh, yeah. It was Halloween, and everyone was out trick-or-treating, and there was this young lad, and he was dressed as Iron Man. And I thought, that's a good costume.
Yeah, that's good.
I just thought it was really well done.
Okay, so that's not exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, I didn't get the rules. I thought we were talking about great costumes.
There's no reason not to do it that way.
Yeah. That's true. I saw a Power Ranger guy once. That was cool.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I saw a guy dressed as Bradley Cooper's character from Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, that's terrific.
In
what a
costume.
Dundas
Square.
Just a set of sweatpants.
Sweatpants and a Philadelphia Eagles jersey.
Yeah,
and
that'd be great to look at.
He sort of runs around talking really fast and asking you what's going on. Okay, more best costumed heroes. Let's get adventurous here.
Okay.
The best public costumes you've ever seen. Let's stop fucking around. I want to hear the real ones. I want to hear the real ones. Best one I saw? The fucking bald dweeb from High Fidelity.
Oh, that'd be great.
It's a big foam costume of that bald dweeb.
Cool. That's a cool one.
That's great.
He keeps running up to people and asking if they think he's cool.
I saw a guy dressed exactly like Kramer, and he was in Dundas Square doing his infamous set at the Laugh Factory.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's a good one. Andy, what's the best one you've seen?
Oh, man, I don't know.
You saw a good one.
See a good one?
Remember that time when you... Were there any good ones in Europe? Does Europe have any good costumed public figures?
Well, I saw your photo you took with a guy dressed as Crazy Frog.
Yeah.
That's a good one, when I saw Crazy Frog.
Europe loves Crazy Frog.
Europe loves pop music, but they especially love old pop music recreated by a digital frog. Yeah.
I will say I love Europe because they love techno. Every cab that I got in was playing hard fucking techno.
Yeah.
There was Fatboy Slim posters everywhere. Yeah. They love their techno, and I love my techno.
Running their tongues over their gums and teeth, crashing into the nearest pole.
So it's just great. They appreciate that music more and classical, oddly enough. But yeah, like those two mediums, they really love, and I love it. I loved it.
Hmm.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, I don't have any costumed heroes.
Oh, I saw one walking here. Actually, it was this guy was dressed like a bird. He was perfect. It was so realistic.
Yeah.
He was just picking up little twigs and flew. He was flying around.
He saw a bird.
It was amazing.
He saw a bird.
What? It was a man.
Super small?
Yeah.
Way smaller than a man should be?
Yeah.
That's a bird.
That was a man.
He had
a bird costume.
A red chest?
Absolutely, he did. A little red robin.
Yeah, it's a robin.
Man dressed as a robin. That's what that was.
Okay. I mean, listen, we do live in a post-shrink ray world, so anything's possible.
Saw a man dressed like a raccoon.
Oh, yeah.
Saw a man dressed like a possum.
Do you really think just animals are just men dressed up as things?
What? Yes.
That's fun.
I mean, you're trying to sell me a hot tub. I don't.
Oh, want, that's right.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. I don't
sidetracked
want
talking about that dead body.
Yeah, you made a statue.
Statue of
what? Can case, I just ask,
sure.
What is the statue? What's it posed at? Like, is it posed? Or
beautiful.
Is it just...
Like, you know how when you get shocked, like you're electrocuted and you go, whoa, like Kramer. Looks like yeah. Kramer.
Oh, okay, so you...
Yeah, his hair's up, his hands are out, he's like, whoa.
So you basically made a statue of the moment of this man's death.
Well, he atrophied immediately.
Okay.
Is that the word?
I don't think that's the word, but I got you.
He went into rigor mortis is what I think.
Yeah.
He rigor mortised. Atrophied. I will look it up. It doesn't matter.
It really
he
doesn't.
Became stiff and hard and over his whole body.
Oh, he's doing the nipple thing again.
Right away.
He's doing the nipple
Stay
thing.
Get your hands off your nipples.
I'm
Put
sorry.
Them where we can see
I'm
them.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so that happened. Did the statue thing.
Wow.
And then, but yeah, back to this, the hot tub.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy one or not?
Oh, fuck, look. Yeah. Zyrobob's escaping over the roofs.
Oh, god damn it.
No. He's scuttling away.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my god. Look how sharp his teeth are.
What is... Did you just, like, get a vampire in here?
He is using his long trench coat to fly away like a Dracula.
like a Dracula.
Wow, he just snagged that squirrel from off that branch. And
that's a man dressed like a squirrel.
Maybe.
There's a man in that squirrel costume.
A tiny man.
I love that guy. What
is Silent Bob's fun.
He is maybe my best friend.
What? No, he's not.
That's true. He doesn't really let people get too close to him.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, can I tell a quick Europe story?
Of course.
Yeah.
Two. One, have you ever heard of the golem before? Golems?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. they're
a Jewish monster.
Yeah, the avatars made of clay.
Man,
and then you
painted man.
Yeah.
Standing
well,
in Times Square, being still.
Actually, kind of.
Yeah. Pay them some money and they move golems.
No.
Drop a coin in the hat. They move like a robot. A golem.
That's not a golem.
Oh, yeah.
But that story, I went to the actual synagogue where that story originated in the 1600s. That was just, I thought that was really interesting.
Was that in Prague?
In Prague,
is there
a
little statue of Kafka near it?
Not near it, but the Kafka Museum was there. Yeah,
there's a little statue.
Maybe there was. I don't know. I didn't see it.
Listen, you were conceived in that.
What?
Where did you see it? The golem?
What?
In the synagogue?
In the old Jewish quarter of the synagogue in Prague.
Yeah, that's where you were conceived.
You fucked my mother in a synagogue in an ancient synagogue.
That's beautiful.
It's bad behavior.
Yeah, so bad. Were you at least wearing a yarmulke?
I'm not Jewish. That would have been more offensive.
No, it's not. You have to. Everyone has to wear a yarmulke when they're in a synagogue.
Well, let's just say
or a hat.
I wasn't wearing a hat up there. If you know
oh,
what I mean.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't wearing a hat down there either.
All right.
That's why she got preggy. I can't remember the canon of where you came from, but that's it for a bit.
All right. Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe.
Might get rid of it.
Did you eat at McDonald's in Europe?
I did, yes.
Did they have any like different stuff?
I ate at McDonald's and I ate at Subway. They do have different stuff.
Like nice. What? Name three.
Oh, I don't know. It was weird. I couldn't understand. It was all in Czech, so I didn't know.
Oh, right.
I think fish. They're really into the fish-type sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
The McDonald's.
Filet-O-Fish.
The BMT tastes different.
Bacon, BMT. Meat.
The Subway BMT.
Bacon, meat,
bacon,
tomatoes.
Meat too much.
No, it stands. I actually asked what it stand for, and I stood for, and I couldn't remember. It's something ridiculous.
Bad.
It's like, yeah, I don't know
tomatoes.
What it's for.
Bad mayonnaise tuna.
Tomato bad.
Bad mayonnaise
tomatoes.
Tuna.
Their tomatoes are always white in the middle. It's gross. You know what I mean? They're just bright white.
Oh yeah, they're
yuck.
Tomatoes.
They're
yeah.
gross.
Yeah, yeah. McDonald's tomatoes are yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I will say the best tomato I've ever had in my life was at an A&W. The one on College and Austin.
Oh, that's
they
a good
display
A&W.
Their tomatoes.
It's actually like, it was so red, so juicy.
Well, they have those tomatoes on display behind the cash register.
Yeah, they got them in those,
do.
Like, so those like that's, shipping crates.
Okay, so I'm not crazy. Yeah,
there.
Best, it was on a teen burger, best tomato I've ever had.
I went to that A&W and I didn't have like my phone. and I didn't have anything to read, so I just sat and ate and watched the moving screen that tells you how their root beer is made.
Oh, that's beautiful. It was interesting.
Beautiful.
A lot of cane sugar. Yeah. They fill it up.
Mm-hmm.
Holy nice. Shit.
What's wrong?
Just the answer for this, what does BMT stand for, is
bring
like...
Bring me to.
It's like, honestly, so long. And I don't
it's
think
not
it's
even an anything.
Yeah, well, it's something about like Brooklyn, Atlanta. That doesn't make sense.
Okay, BMT, I didn't even know that was a sandwich.
It's a sandwich. I used to eat it. Brooklyn, Manhattan Transit. Oh, I guess now it stands for... It used to stand for Brooklyn, Manhattan Transit, whatever. Yeah. Now it stands for biggest, meatiest... tastiest.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, that's what it stands
okay.
for.
No, it doesn't. Yes, really?
Yes. Oh, it does.
That might as well be big meat. That's stupid.
Biggest, meatiest, tastiest.
That's what it stands when you ask for. I thought it was like what meats are in there, but I don't. Bologna, macaroni.
Bologna, macaroni, and tuna. Yeah.
Tuna. All right.
Jerry, you remember the seafood sub? You guys remember that?
At Subway?
Yeah, what? Crab and tuna and mayonnaise.
They scoop it with an ice cream spoon.
Lukewarm, sitting out, slopped in a bun.
I remember
they cut like a canoe back in those days. Remember when they just would hollow out the bread?
Well, that's yeah. what I liked that one. The
Peruvian canoe.
It was like a Peruvian canoe.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called the U-cut, and it made much more sense because it kept all the meat and the vegetables and everything in.
Just
it,
a little.
So
you're reminded me of the biggest Subway fan in the world, Andy Bush.
Yeah. I know a lot about it, and it was very good.
Depressed. You just ask for it to be cut that way.
They don't know.
They don't know how.
Yeah, they don't.
Just hollow out a hole in that bread.
Yeah, just pour the stuff in. Yeah. Like
remind like a hot tub, which is what my character is about.
Yeah, yeah, you're here to talk about hot
I don't like a hot tub.
That was good.
Got everyone in there.
That's good.
I know, yeah, that's, we'll keep going.
Bread hot tub for your meat.
They don't know how to hollow out a sandwich anymore.
Biggest.
And frankly, for sandwich artists, I would say that the artistry, much like that of the Western world, has gotten a little bit less technically adept over the years.
Wow.
Where's Rembrandt? Where's my hollow bread?
Mm.
I mean, fair, I guess. So you think that the art has just declined, the actual technical
When I go to Subway and they just cut the bread, in half, I say, my kid could make that. My kid could make that. And I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
And I'm exaggerating a bit because you couldn't.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they don't know that.
No, I know. I wouldn't be able. I don't make my own sandwiches.
Andy, top five Subway subs.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I know you know.
I do.
I know you got a ranked system.
Yeah, I got it's chicken and just chicken strip. Chicken strip sandwich with mayo and nothing else.
Nothing else.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Roast beef. Actually, you know what? BMT, then roast beef. So then I will go meatball sub. I will.
I'll do it. Don't
and,
tell him not to.
And my fifth is veggie, and the fourth is just for me. That's when I keep.
Let me ask
That's
you.
Your
do you
fourth is sub? Your secret one that we can't secret. Know?
You can't know that one. That's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Do you put the same sauce on every sub no matter what? Because I do.
No, I don't.
And then they taste the same.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of the subs.
Doesn't matter the insides.
If you get mayo and yellow mustard, that yellow mustard just, that's
powerful.
The whole sub.
Mm.
If you get their yellow mustard, it's just like... Here's a yellow mustard plus texture sub.
No, but that's because you have to ask for a strip. You have to be very specific. You say, I would like a strip of mustard.
Oh, wow.
And
one
give them a look.
Small
because
strip.
If you just say strip, if you say it kind of like, they'll just keep going. But you have to be like, I would just like a strip of mustard.
Andy, true or false, Subway can suck Quiznos dick. It sucks so much compared to delicious Quiznos.
Yeah,
actually, I really like Quiznos. But Quiznos
Why?
Just got fucked. They introduced the toasting, and then Subway's like, yeah, we can fucking do that. And then they just pushed... It used to be, well, I want this toasted sub. You can have toasted sub.
Yeah.
Or you can have shitty Subway.
Yeah.
But then...
Boom.
Yeah, Subway kind of like upped their game. They introduced toasting, and people didn't do anything.
Oh, my God. You're saying this like you're so cool.
Have you ever had a...
I just fucking know about subs, man.
It's a great
You're combing
thing,
your hair while you say this.
You know what I find?
Popping your collar.
9-inch sub at Quiznos. That's a good length.
I think that's
a good, that's a perfect length.
Foot long? Yeah. You can't finish that.
Oh,
or you
God,
should.
No,
I do
throw
every
it
time,
in the trash.
I throw the rest
the
out.
The last 3 inches you
Yeah,
throw
I
in
can't
the
do it. I throw it away.
And that's where all the mayonnaise is.
I give it back to them and I say, mix this into your BMT. Mix it back in.
The biggest media state.
No one will notice.
Wait, BMT is Subway. I thought you were saying it's McDonald's.
No, BMT is Subway.
Subway.
Oh, I had a misconception.
Yeah, no, what do you
and
mean?
Now
you mean BLT.
I'm pissed.
BLT is bacon, lettuce, tomato. That's a
I know what BLT is.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
That's a McDonald's thing. That's a McDonald's one. Remember that? They used
to
have like
I don't think
a
BLT is a McDonald's exclusive
no,
sandwich.
No, but they had BLTs then. They would remember they had this separate. They'd have it separate. They'd have the hot in one side, and then yeah. they'd have the cool on the other side.
You're pissing me off.
Why?
You're pissing me off.
Because I know about fast food.
You know too. You love Subway so much.
So much.
Have you ever had Jersey Mike's?
Ew. They're oh, gross. Yeah, I know. Yes, I had a Jersey
Mike's. I've never had them, but someone told me I have to try
them.
Holy
shit, you just said Jersey Mike's and Silent Bob came soaring back into view. He spied it against the window and he's licking it.
Yeah.
He's trying to penetrate the window. I think Kevin Smith's from Jersey. Is that accurate? He's got a lot in common with that guy.
He's writing on a notepad. Okay, gotta try it Jersey style.
Oh, he wants. He's giving us advice for when we go to Jersey Mike's. Thanks, Silent Bob. And
he's
off again.
Nice. That's a nice guy.
Scuttling up to the attic.
Oh, so he's back. Okay.
He's got something, too. He's got some pelts. He's collected some small pelts.
That's cool.
We'll see what he does with them.
I think he's going to display those in front of Andy's room like a cat.
Can we?
What do you want?
I just don't want Silent Bob in the house anymore. I don't want I don't want a hot tub, and I just.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Wow. I just like I don't.
This
for
is
one,
gonna.
What about
hot
this
tubs
one?
Just,
look at this brand.
It's still
BMT.
Oh
hot
yeah, he's
tub.
Got a BMT hot
biggest,
tub.
Biggest, meatiest, tastiest tub I've got. You
it
want
is,
that one?
It is made of meat in
yes,
the image.
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
and it's Scott, way too big.
The walls are built with cold cuts.
Do you
but
have,
they're actually hot cuts because of the hot water.
Why is the slogan of this tub, and then I ate the tub?
Because you can. You can eat it after.
How long?
After you've soaked your body in the hot
you
BMT.
You would get so sick.
Well, then, that's the price you pay.
This
for
feels less
good,
like a hot tub. And
hot soak.
I mean, this is more like one of those, like, Bugs Bunny being boiled alive in a cauldron.
Just like a bunch of carrots in there. And just let me cook you in a tub. That's all I'm here for. I just want to cook you
your
up
nipples.
In a tub.
Oh, yeah, I'm on your website again, and I did miss that slogan. Just let me cook you in a tub.
Yeah.
These are all just elaborate pots that you're just trying to get me in.
Wait, is that why you put that hairdryer in that guy's tub? You were trying to electrocute him.
I was trying
to
cook him. Yeah.
You just want
to
cook people.
Yeah, and then I took a little bite of him, and it wasn't good, so I had to dispose of the body. But now I've perfected the way to cook humans in tubs, and it's to throw cold cuts into the walls carrots in there and make it leak proof.
That's why all of your tubs have garnish beside them.
This boil the water on the stove and slowly bring it over to the tub and fill it up one pot at a time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Slowly.
Yeah.
While you sit in it and marinate.
Wow, so
these aren't hot tub salts in this thing. These are chicken bouillon cubes.
Yes, that's a Mr. Noodle package.
Yeah.
I'm reading your... Okay,
I took
I'm reading
it away from the noodles. I don't like them.
I'm going through some other pages on your website, and I'm seeing some more slogans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to murder
you. Murder
you?
Yep, that's a good... I thought of that one right the first.
Oh, here's another one. Humans are meat to me.
To me, yeah.
And, this one's interesting. This one's, please.
Yeah.
I'm not well.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yum, yum, yum. Can't wait to have you in a tub. Almost rhymes. That's what I like about that one. Yum, yum, yum. Put you in a tub.
So I just... Wow. So you're...
Yeah, yum, yum, yum. Cook you in the tub, then in my put you in my tum.
Oh, that's better. You should get on there and change
improved.
It immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like
give my
that.
Tum a rub.
Yeah.
Give my tum a rub.
So mm-hmm. do you hang around while you're...
What's that?
Well, I mean, you're going to build the tub. You're going to have me in the tub. Yep. I assume naked.
Can I
somehow.
Hang out?
Yeah. And then you wait
you can
for
be
me
in a bathing
cook.
Suit. You can be in your skivvies.
You'll let me cook in my skivvies.
If you want to be in your skivvies, yeah.
I don't want to die. I don't want to be. I don't want to be cooked.
This is not. This is a non-starter. We're not going to let you cook, Andy.
Thank you, Dad. That's right. Nice.
Now, you're clearly not the guy we should have hired to come in and talk about this tub. And frankly,
well,
I don't know why we have you on the podcast talking about the tub to begin with.
I have a card for someone else that I can recommend, if you look at this card.
Okay.
It's Steve, my friend.
Yeah,
not me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, his full name seems to be Steve Different Guy.
Yeah. Phone him up and bring him over.
Yeah, and then on the back, it's a picture of you saying,
yeah.
Steve won't murder you in a tub, but then won't has a winky face next to it.
Yeah, not gonna.
Wow. Wink. Everardo?
Yeah.
It's great to have you back.
It's great to have you back.
Let's, you got some trivia for us in Hot Tub Hank?
I do got some trivia, and this is celeb trivia, because one thing celebs love is hot tubs, probably.
I think that's so.
Oh, great.
Just a short trivia game, multiple choice.
Yeah.
All right. So first, which band dumped 800 pounds of human waste on unsuspecting civilians?
Oh, this is my kind of question.
A, Dave Matthews Band.
Okay.
B, Red Hot Chili Peppers. C, Santana, or D, Stained?
I wish it
Stained.
And I wish it was all of them. I can picture them all doing that. Every one of them.
You wish it was all of them?
Yeah, I wish every one of them had done that at one point.
Why did this guy did?
Honestly, you don't. I found him. I found him down the street.
Yeah, I was just hanging out down there. And, that's where we...
Pointing at a bird and screaming, that's a
that's
guy.
That's a guy, yeah. Yeah. That's a man in a costume.
I know the answer to this. Hmm. And it fucks me up that I know one of these. It's Dave Matthews Band.
What? That's real?
Andy, what do you think?
A Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, I'm going to guess
Dad, true. Dad is so...
What?
Yeah, I'm confident.
By accident? This
it
is fake.
I think it is by accident. They were like on a tour bus... And I don't know if it was Dave Matthews himself or his bus driver, but they like emptied the, they released the septic tank.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Dave Matthews is in charge of the septic tank.
Wasn't it a plane?
I think it was a bus.
It was a bus going over a
bridge.
And
then it was like going over a bridge, I believe in Chicago, and there was like a boat of people, like tourists underneath.
Wow. Oh.
And they got
And they all looked up
on.
And saw Dave Matthews and going, sorry.
Yeah.
Oops.
He sang
sorry. Oops. That was bad.
You know what he said after he dumped all the pee on people?
Yeah.
Don't drink the water. It's a Dave Matthews song.
Okay.
It's a Dave Matthews song.
Oh, man.
Man, that's Chicago for you, though. If you can't handle the grit and grind of getting Dave Matthews piss and shit on you,
then that city will eat you out. Eat you alive.
It'll eat you alive, yeah. It's a rough and tumble city. Baseball caps on all the improvisers. Just tough. And every... let me tell you, you're not a citizen of Chicago until you've had Dave Matthews shit and piss trickling down you on a boat.
Yeah. Other people could be so lucky.
You should be so lucky.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Okay, so which sitcom star lost... many family members to multiple freak tragedies.
Why did you laugh at that?
This is my kind of question.
You laughed at that.
Because I was remembering the show that this person was on, and it's a good one.
What is the theme of this?
Celebrities.
On the sitcom as a plot point?
The real actor,
fortunately.
I already know this is going to be French Stewart.
That actually is one of the options.
I know you love
French
Stewart.
Kelsey Grammer. John Stamos or Matt LeBlanc?
Oh, Jesus. I'll say John Stamos.
Oh, wow. Frasier.
I'm
going to go with Dr. Crane.
I'm going to go French Stewart. I'm going to live by the French, die by the French.
Hank, you're right. It was Kelsey Grammer, Frasier
himself.
What
kind of freak accident? And which family members and how close were
more than one person in his family died from a shark accident.
More than
one? Shark attack. At least one. I'm 90% sure.
Holy shit.
I remember reading his Wikipedia, and he has a very tragic, life story. And that's why he brings so much emotional depth to his
characters. Like the JFK. They're like JFK family.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
who knew?
I didn't know the grammars.
I feel sorry for him.
We're finding out from Stefan that someone wrote a shark attack sketch for Kelsey Grammer to be in on SNL, which seems especially dark.
Okay, so final question. Which family band...
Is this another horrible thing that you're laughing at?
This one's lighthearted. Okay, which family band went on TV and claimed and proclaimed that they would no longer pee-pee their pants tonight? This is a real band.
What the fuck?
Family band?
My band? Is this somehow me and Andy?
Is it A, the Kelly family, B, the Jackson 5, C, the Osmonds, or D, Hanson? So which of these bands went on TV and proclaimed that they would no longer pee-pee their beds tonight?
Gotta say, Hanson, pee-pee their beds. Doing that. They would say that.
No longer pee-pee their beds tonight.
They were thinking that was so funny.
The grammar of that is really fucking me up.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, no maybe that's a, that tonight. Might be a hint if you know about one of these bands. Well, at least the known band that I mentioned.
Kelly family.
The Kelly family is not from they're not English speakers. I don't know who the Kelly family is.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna go out and admit it. It was the Kelly family.
Yeah.
It's a real band of I believe they are an actual family, and they were huge in Germany. Oh. And they went on TV in Europe, and they have this song called Ain't Gonna Pee-Pee My Bed Tonight.
I ain't gonna pee-pee my bed tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The little boy, he sings it, and I believe only a few short years later, that boy died.
Andy was in a family child band, remember?
Yes, I do.
Forced you and all your siblings to be in a child band.
Yeah.
And I was the manager. I was very much the Joe Jackson of the child band.
Yeah, I know, but none of us had any real talent, but you tried to beat it into us, so I didn't like that.
But I was early adopter of auto-tune. You guys were good.
Yeah.
But you guys had some good songs. You had I Know Where the Doo-Doo Goes.
Yeah, it's because you wrote them, and I did not want to sing them.
I Know Where the Doo-Doo Goes. Not on there, and not on those, not in him, and not on her. Doo-doo, don't go there. Sort of a cowbell, cowboy ballad.
The problem with that was that I never actually said where the doo-doo went. I just said where it didn't go.
Yeah, well, there was a toilet in the middle of the stage during the performances, and you would point everywhere but the toilet, and then the final thing was just the spotlight on the toilet.
On the toilet, and not...
I think you guys did a performance at my elementary school when I was a kid. I remember, that's in my mind.
We did a lot of schools, and I will say we hold the record for most... times consecutively asked to leave before the set is complete.
That's true. I do remember the teachers shooing us all back to our classrooms.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? We want to know.
The teachers did not like when the kids got into the song, Mommy and Daddy are in there working it out. And it was just a song about not knowing what Mommy and Daddy are doing behind that closed door, but knowing that they're going to feel better about one another when it's done.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand what that one was either until you explicitly explained it to me.
Well, the lyrics are very explicit. Yeah. One day we'll realize that what they're doing is carnal in nature. Sexual relations between a man and a woman. Nothing better, nothing better, nothing better. Sort of a spoken word part. You would have to say it, Andy.
Yeah, I know. It was really awkward. It was almost as bad as when I had to sing, I'm a piece of shit garbage human.
Hey.
I hated that one.
That
was a good song.
You tweaked the lyrics to that. That's not what it was called. It was, I'm the doo-doo boy who no think good.
Yeah, but that's pretty much what I was singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would laugh and clap all the time when I was singing it.
Yeah.
And I had to dress in actual shit.
Yeah. That's the only song on record, still the only song where the singer is forced to endure being pelted with garbage and shit for the duration of the song.
It's not fun.
All right, well, I know it's time to go because Silent Bob is loudly watching television in the next room. He keeps sighing and looking impatiently at us. He's taken over. He doesn't want us here. Okay, Silent Bob. Yeah, we'll clear out in a second. Yeah, he points to his watch.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Okay.
What a guy.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm sorry I didn't buy a hot tub from you.
It's all right.
But I'm not really sorry.
You know, I really wanted to sell you one, but I really needed it.
Okay. Yeah, well, whatever you need to say to defend yourself against the feelings of, shame and failure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm so sorry that I was inappropriate said that I murdered somebody, which is true, and I hope that stays here.
It's a podcast, but okay, sure.
You know what?
Yeah, more it's or not. Less, no one will.
You know, unless it's right.
Operate, okay.
No yeah. one important.
Very smart. And the people who do listen to it are the kind of people who would be like, nice. I'm not going to report my friends.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
They're chill. There's okay. no. We got a no narc policy.
All right. You mind if I go have a bath? In your tub.
You want to take a bath in our tub?
Yeah, I just want to load up your tub. You mind if I pop my feet in there and just sit on the edge?
It'd be an honor.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dangle my feet in your tub.
Gerardo speaking for all of us, although right. Silent Bob is throwing... No, he's shaking his head no. Yeah, so nope. He says no.
You can join me, Silent Bob. You want to come?
Yeah, he's making that sort of come see, come saw
hand gesture. I'll win him over.
Right.
Yeah, well,
once he sees that steam coming out from underneath the door there.
Yeah.
He'll be like, ooh, what's going on there?
Yeah, Silent Bob.
I want to get in on that.
Yeah, he's a sensual dude.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
You know what I forgot to ask you about? What's with all the foam in a hot tub? Oh, well, I guess we'll never know.
All right.
Yeah, I guess I know the answer, but
what is with the foam in the hot tub?
The foam?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Like, you know when you go to maybe not the nicest motel and they have a hot tub and there's kind of like a...
Oh,
a
like
foam
the
and you know it's not soap.
Well, you know it is. It's actually like body oil. It's your skin. It's a lot of dead skin cells. I am not joking. It is. Yeah. It's gross.
That's what I was worried about. Damn.
And then you gotta use a disinfectant to like break up that soap. the scum is what the word.
You've finally proven to be somewhat knowledgeable about hot tubs.
Yeah, it's gross. It's oils and dead skin.
Wow.
That's how I got into all this.
You got a taste of that. You got some of that in your mouth, and you're like, this is pretty good.
Now that I know that, I'm kind of glad we didn't go with the hot tub.
All right.
Me too. Okay, well, thank you for being here, Hank of Hot Tub fame.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks a lot.
We like to shout out things at the end. Is there any local, let's say, Toronto performer, comedian who you might want to shout out? Perhaps someone on Second City main stage?
Yeah.
And how we might be able to find him?
You could look up Chris Wilson. He's on Instagram. I'm Chris Wilson. And he's on Second City main stage. And you can see him pretty much every night except for Monday.
Mondays.
Yeah, that's when he likes to soak in a tub. Nice hot bath.
Yeah, just stay in it all day.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to my gorgeous son. We'll be back soon with more tales from the life of Andy. On behalf of Everardo and Andy and Hank of Hot Tub fame and Stefan the producer and myself, goodbye!
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.